the moon. Now, is it moving away?
Answers with Ken Ham, an editor and writer for Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, is the moon moving away from the Earth? And what does this have to do, anyway, with the creation-evolution controversy?
Well, as the moon orbits the Earth, its gravity pulls on the Earth's oceans. Now, this, of course, causes tides. The tides actually pull forward on the moon, which causes a moon to gradually spiral outward. So the moon moves about an inch and a half further away from the Earth every year. That means the moon would have been closer to the Earth in the past. For example, 6,000 years ago, the moon would have been about 800 feet closer to the Earth, which is not much of a change considering the moon is a quarter of a million miles away. So this spiraling away of the moon is not a problem over the biblical timescale of just thousands of years. But if the Earth and moon were over 4 billion years old, as evolutionists teach, then we'd have big problems. This is because the moon would have been so close, it would have actually been touching the Earth only 1.4 billion years ago. This suggests that the moon can't be as old as the evolutionists claim. The moving away of the moon is a problem for a belief in billions of years, but it's perfectly consistent with the young age, as the Bible teaches.
What might the Bible teach about life in outer space? We address that intriguing question in a free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. Next time you're in front of your computer, please log on to answersradio.com.